storm.
Checking for updates.
Manamon is loading. Please wait. Load complete. Press enter when you're ready to continue.
File menu. Load game. Total play in time 1 hour 15 minutes and 40 seconds. Current location Conduit Stadium. Adventure started on May 13th, 2020.
Hello everyone, and welcome to part 1 of my Let's Play of Manamon 2. Now as I'm recording this, I have just finished a Let's Play of Paladin of the Sky. Though I haven't finished the post game yet, I will get back around to that, but I figured I would just take a little break and do some of this, as I've been asked by a number of people to do it. So I did confirm with Aaron, as we were as testers of the game, we were sort of asked to limit the amount of information we shared with the public for a period of time, to allow for the player base to explore the game and make their own discoveries and come to their own conclusions about things. However, sufficient time has passed, and in fact, members of the general public have found things that I did not find in my time with this game pre-release. So it's very unlikely that I know anything that nobody else does. So I have been given the green light to take this project on, and given COVID-19 and not really able to kind of participate in the world at large until that settles itself down. It's a good time to be doing something like this. So we'll get started in just a moment. I will start by saying this. I would say that, I'm just guessing, but I would say that I have played this game to completion probably 6 or 7 times. Some of those pre-release, of course, as compared to Paladin that I've played probably 50 times over the course of the 7 years that it has been in existence almost. So I would say that this cannot be considered as expert and as competent as that was. However, I have played this a number of times. I certainly know my way around it. I will be doing things differently. Battle animations will be left on. Speech will be left as sappy, which is the sort of intended way to play the game. And I will make mistakes. I will miss items. I will go the incorrect direction at times, and even probably misrecognize a few Manamon from time to time and send out the wrong thing. I will make those types of mistakes. I do not have the level of familiarity with this that I do with Paladin, though this is by all means for me anyway, a dream game. I've always wanted more games of this kind that are expansive and story-driven with a lot of secrets and a lot of places to go and things to do. And this certainly ticks all those boxes. So I hope you enjoy this as much as I'm sure I will. Expect about a 30-hour long play. At least that is up until the end of the game. More, of course, to cover the post-game content. This will be a more relaxed pace than Paladin was. So without further ado, let's explore the menu. So as you could hear before, we were on load game, which I did have a game that I had started, and I was experimenting with some speedrun tech to an extent, because I have actually been invited to Salt Lake City to show off a little bit of this game at RPG Limit Break 2020, which was of course postponed due to COVID-19. However, in the next year or so, that will probably still happen. So anyway, load game.
Time 1 hour, 15 minutes and 40 seconds. Current location, Conduit Stadium. Adventure started on May 13th, 2020.
Tells us when we said, no, this is a different save file. I did actually start this a little while ago. But so we get all that information, where we are, how long we've been playing, when we started.
New game.
We have new game, of course.
Options. Learn game sounds.
Tutorial.
Read change log for version 1.3.5 of earlier.
Read change log.
Exit. Load game. New game. Options.
So let's go through the options first.
Options menu. Select an option to modify text to speech settings. Text to speech selection menu. Press up and down to change the currently used voice. Press left and right to adjust the current rate. Press the M shift key to increase and decrease the volume, and press left bracket and right bracket to adjust pitch.
So as you can see,
rate 3, rate 2, rate 4, rate 5, rate 3, rate 2.
Though I do think I have my Code Factory eloquence set to force speech rate, because Paladin doesn't have speech control. So these settings won't actually work unless I change my settings in the eloquence control panel. So we'll get out of this.
Options menu. Select an option. Allow Manamon substitution when a tamer Manamon is defeated. Currently on.
Yes, what that means is when we defeat something, it will say the tamer is about to send out this. Would you like to change your Manamon?
Play attack sound effects. Currently on.
Play attack sound effects. That is the before the attack hits. Every attack has a unique sound effect, which I will be leaving on.
Switch to classic wall tones.
Switch to classic wall tones. Those are the sine wave tones that were used in Paladin of the Sky, which did come out with a replacement wall tone pack that uses the modern Manamon style wall tones. The system does work the same way, however.
Storyline text auto scrolls currently on.
Storyline text auto scroll. I will be leaving this on as well. This means that when cutscenes come on, you can just sit back and relax and listen. You don't have to sit there and tap C, space, or enter to advance each line of text, which is great for me because when I'm listening to cutscenes, I like to just be sitting back with a cup of tea in my hand and just taking it in.
Automatically check for updates when Manamon starts. Currently on.
Yep.
Check for updates now.
And I just downloaded and installed the update this morning, so. Or this afternoon.
Switch to screen reader, not recommended. Disable advanced Sappy.
Now, advanced Sappy is quite nice. It makes voices that lag and have some other issues or quiet a little bit better. It increases the volume on those and trims off some of the lag and other things that might have made certain Sappy voices not very suitable for games.
Change associated email address.
Change associated email address. That has to do with the Thundercloud server for online gameplay, which I am named in the credits as the developer of. Of course, you need an email address as well as your registration information to connect to that and do online battles.
Cancel.
And cancel.
Menu. Game. Total play time 1 hour, 15 minutes, and 40 seconds.
Now this game does feature... Well, let's do this first. Learn game sounds.
This menu allows you to listen to a small selection of common sounds used in the game. You can interact with most objects on the map to find out what they are, so it's only list of few. There's a wall ahead of you.
For anyone that's seen my paladin guide, that sound you just heard obviously indicates the wall is north. If you push up, you'll run into it. As a refresher on this system, if you're listening to this and you haven't listened to my other audio content for these games, is the wall tones indicate the location of walls so that you don't have to bump into them to know which way you're able to move. So if I'm walking north, the sound of that wall will get louder and louder, though it's only audible from a couple spaces away. That will tell me that I'm approaching the wall. If I then head south, it will quiet down to indicate that it's further away. If I'm walking east or west along, say, the north wall, and the sound of the north wall suddenly disappears, that means that I've found an opening, and I'm now able to go in that direction.
There's a wall to your left.
That's the left wall.
There's a wall to your right.
The right wall.
There's a wall behind you.
And the south wall.
Person. Bed. Door. Gate. Connection between areas. You bump into a wall. You bump into a building.
Yes, that is very nice as compared with Paladin. Building walls were not actually any different than ordinary walls. This game does have an actual tile system that makes it a whole lot easier to know if you've hit the side of a building as opposed to the edges of the map.
You bump into an object. You bump into an object made of stone. You hit an enemy with an attack. You hit an enemy with an attack with a type advantage.
So for anybody that has played this or has played Pokemon even, which this game quite obviously takes significant inspiration, this game is about collecting monsters and using them in combat against other people with monsters in order to ascend the ranks, essentially, and collect stadium keys and complete the tournament, or the Master Stadium, which makes you the master of Manamon in the particular region or country in which this game takes place, which I won't spoil that, while also being a hero and helping people and saving mankind from some really bad stuff and all the other kind of things that RPGs are known for. So when you attack a monster, if you hear this,
you hit an enemy with an attack.
that means that you hit an enemy with something, or an enemy hit you with something that does normal damage to you. So if the type of your Manamon is water, and I use, say, magic, for instance, that will do just ordinary damage. If I hear this,
a type advantage,
what that means is it's going to do a certain amount of extra damage due to the fact that it's a type that is strong against the type that I'm using. So if I'm using water again and you hit me with electric, that's going to do a lot of extra damage. Or indeed, if I'm water and you're fire and I hit you, well, I put you out, so that does a lot of damage.
You hit an enemy with an attack with a type disadvantage.
And that's the opposite, type disadvantage. That will mean that the damage that's inflicted is reduced considerably. So again, if I'm water and you hit me with fire, it's not gonna, or flame, it's not gonna do much.
There's a wall ahead of you.
And that's all the sound effects. There are a lot more, of course, but most of them, a lot of them are self-explanatory. Others, you can approach something and interact with it, and it'll tell you what it is.
Menu, game, total, new game, options, learn games, tutorial.
And the other thing this game has to offer is this tutorial, which I will go ahead and do, just to show it off. This is new in Manamon 2. The first game did not have this.
Hello, Manamon player. Welcome to Tutorial Countryside. No more boring manuals for you. We're going to teach you all the essential basics to get started with Manamon. Though for a more thorough introduction and details on more in-depth mechanics, definitely give the manual a read. You're in a nice rural area, and I'm going to ask you to find your way through the area by using wall tones. I'll explain more about those in a minute. For now, take a little walk around the area. Some music will begin playing. If it's too loud for you, just knock it down a bit by tapping your face down key. Tutorial Countryside. The wall tones can take a little getting used to. Different tones are played when the wall is in front of you, behind you, to your left or to your right. This system allows you to easily know if there is a wall keeping you from walking in that direction or whether you can walk in that direction. Don't stress over memorizing the pitches of the wall tones, that isn't as important as it might seem. If you follow a wall and there is a tiny hole that you have to go through, the tone will stop when you walk in front of that hole. With that in mind, run left or right across the top wall and try and locate the small hole. When you found it, simply go forward through it. You will then be faced with another north wall and you'll need to repeat the process. Go on, give it a go. Remember, this game does not use rotation. If you press up, you go forward. If you press left, you move left. Pressing right will make you go right, and pressing down makes you walk backward. Job. You're definitely getting the hang of it. Another common problem new players have is a fairly simple one. A person will be standing right next to a hole in the wall. Because of this, you will have to go around the person, and sometimes you will completely miss the fact there is a hole in the wall right next to this person. This is a fairly common setup, so if you seem to have reached a dead end, perhaps trying to find the hole next to the person will be helpful to you. It's a beautiful day today. Don't mind me, I'm just standing here enjoying the breeze.
Okay.
Lovely to see you. Lovely to-
There we go.
There you go. Hopefully you understand how the wall tones work now. Many areas you visit will be more open than this one. This was supposed to show you how you can use the tones to get through difficult areas. Now, on to the other main area of the game you need to be familiar with. Battling. I've given you a Manamon called Frolic. It's a little funny Manamon. You are going to use it to fight a Manamon called Cocoon. Let's get started, and I'll give you help along the way. A fear level 3 Cocoon attack you. You're now at an overview screen. You can press up and down to move between your opponents. In this case, you only have one. You can press L and focus on the target to view its level, H to check its health, and then to get a physical description of exactly what the Manamon looks like. To get back to the screen at any time, simply press B on the main battle menu you'll be getting to in just a second. When you're done looking at your opponents, press enter to send out your Frolic.
I mean, can I just say how badass it is that we have battle music here that is specific to the tutorial. There is no place in the game where this particular music is used. There are a lot of those. This game has a lot of battle tracks for specific fights.
Go, follow. Select an action for follow.
Attack. Including this that is not even part of the game.
Choose a move. Plus life.
And I think that is really cool.
Plus life. Follow has dealt 10 damage to Vocacone. Vocacone used thickened. Vocacone's defense will increase by one stage. Select an action. Choose a move. Follow used plus life. Follow has dealt 6 damage to Vocacone. Vocacone has been defeated. Victory. Follow gained 34 experience. Obtain 6 gold.
Whoops, I didn't mean to cut off.
Good job.
Just
I think you're ready.
Go
ahead. Start playing Madman.
Okay. So that's all there is to show outside of the main game. So let's go ahead and hit new game, and we will get started on our journey. Once again, welcome to Let's Play Manamon 2.
Male voice, my dreams are being realized. First is Nightmarish Vista, but I can fix it. It won't be like this for long. I just need more power. Fate smiles upon me, or perhaps I accomplished this feat as a result of just my own genius. Scary thought, but it doesn't matter. The fact is it is finally complete. She is finally here, and we are. I shall speak to her. Can you hear me? A male voice echoes throughout the area. A young girl crouches into blackness. Can you hear me? The voice questions anxiously. I hear you. The girl replies. Did you put me here? I don't want to be here. Her voice becomes high-pitched and panicky. Get me out of here. Oh, I can't. The male voice shouts, and the voice breaks as if its owner may cry. You are not outside of this. You are only inside. What do you mean? The girl shouts through her tears. Please, please, just wait. You'll love it. I'm only doing what you told me to. I told you to? The girl seems uncertain. She pauses. I'm sure whatever I said. I didn't mean this. I'm scared. No, I've worked too hard. I've made too much progress to let you go. The man now sounds panicky as well. His tone shifts to one of pleading, begging. Just wait. It will be perfect. Kingdoms, castles, servants, everything you want. It will be a heaven for you. She cries and does not argue. She just sobs. Finally, she whispers. You won't listen to me. Your mind is made up. The man speaks just once more. And he speaks in a low voice, barely above a whisper. You will love it here, I promise. I am alone, but he said I won't be for long. Perhaps I can take that. But the darkness, not just the darkness that surrounds me, the darkness of his heart. I feel it, consuming him, and consuming me. This world of darkness, of evil, why am I a part of it? Hello, welcome to the world of Manamon. Manamon are similar to animals, except they have magical abilities. Some are cute and cuddly, some are fierce and monstrous, and many Manamon fall somewhere in the middle. I am a Manamon researcher, a Manamologist if you want to be specific. Oh, but I think I've forgotten something. I'm always doing that. Oh yes, me. Who am I? I am Eliza. But I think I've gone on long enough about myself. How about you tell me a little about yourself? Are you a boy or a girl? Boy. Thanks. Now, what's your name again? Type your name. Capital C-A-T-U-R-R-I-A. Your name is Katuria? Yes. Alright, now that's done. I guess all I can do is wish you good luck as you embark on your Manamon adventure in PR. Hello, hello, Katuria? My mother asked. Yeah, I replied. I'll be there to pick you up in about 15 minutes. Will that be alright? She asked. Sure, Mom, no problem. I said. See you then. She said, making a kissy noise. Mom, I said indignantly. Bye-bye, sweetie. She said. Sorry about that. I said to the figure emerging from the back room. No problem, Katuria. The figure said, moving some boxes aside. Your mother? Yep, I answered. I see. She said. I wanted to thank you again, Eliza. I said. I really appreciate your help. Well, you should have gone on your Manamon journey years and years ago, Katuria. Eliza said disapprovingly. But mothers like to be very protective of their little boys, I suppose. I wanted to go on a Manamon journey since I could walk. I laughed. You have a real knack for it, too, from what I can tell. She grinned, which reminds me. Cool, I said. Eliza pulled 3 mandates out of her bag. You won't have seen either of these 3 before, she remarked. I stood there for a second. Well, she asked. For me, I asked. Until we meet tomorrow, whichever one you want will be yours. Wow, cool, I said enthusiastically. Now, I want you to practice some of the general care tips we talked about today, she said sternly. Don't fight with it. They're all very young and not very strong yet, at least not as strong as the mandate we used against each other in our test battles. Go on now, pick.
Alright, so we get to pick one of 3. Now, I actually like how the first game does this better, because in the first game, they made their cries instead of just these item noises, which made it easier to just walk to the one you know you want and grab it.
Kadoodle, a water type. Kadoodle is a baby goat. Its short horns are blue and have bubbles at the end of them. Its short tail also has a bubble at the tip, though its bubble is larger than the bubbles at the ends of its horns. It has slit-like pupils which seem to gleam. It has longer hair on its back and stomach which obscures a slippery, scaly body. It has small, hypersensitive ears which allow it to hear very quiet sounds both on land and in the water. Is this the creature you want to take? Yes. More information.
I'm gonna say no. I will show off all 3 of these.
A Kadoodle's scaly body is displeasing to the eye, but it never has to be seen due to its long hair. This is thought to be important for courtship. Using its partitioned large stomach, it is able to store a large amount of water it can then use to attack foes. It cannot breathe underwater, but it can convert small amounts of water to oxygen long enough to stay submerged for 10 minutes comfortably and for an additional 10 minutes of very painful submarine activity. Is this the creature you want to take? Yes. More information. No. Greco, a plant type. It is a large lizard with a leaf on its upper back which extends slightly below where the head meets the rest of its body. Its oddly shaped feet allow it to climb any surface it desires. It has large eyes with no lids. It has a small stinger which could easily be mistaken for a briar. It has enormous legs compared to normal lizards. Is this the creature you want to take? Yes. More information. Greco are more trouble than insects for farmers because of their appetite for plants and vegetables. It is known as the master of all terrain due to its ability to climb any surface. Its long legs allow it to move very quickly, but it is rather clumsy when moving below 5 miles per hour. Is this the creature you want to take? Yet more information. No.
That is the one I'm gonna take, but I want to show off the other one. Where is it?
Control. The lock. This is more information. No.
Where are you?
Landmark. A flame type. Landmark is a small orange frog. When it opens its mouth, you can see a gun-shaped flame where its tongue should be. Little ripples of fire fall from the sides of its mouth sometimes. It has red blotches on its face. Is this the creature you want to take? Yes. More information. It can jump 5 meters in the air and land again with no scratch on its body. It uses this tactic to reach high places. It is unable to climb due to the absence of arms, but it can typically bounce anywhere it wants to. It can make minor alterations to its skin color in order to blend in. This is the creature you more info.
Okay.
Greco, a plant type. It is a large lizard with a leaf on. This is. Katuria received Greco. What a good choice. Eliza exclaimed, throwing her fist in the air. Greco, just the one I would have chosen. That'll be your mom, I suppose, Eliza said. Yeah, I think so, I replied. There was an awkward moment of silence. I didn't want to go. My time here learning about Manaman was the only thing I focused on these days. I had wanted to go on a journey for so long, and though learning about Manaman theory wasn't the same, it was the next best thing. And the idea that the prospects for going on my own journey were now so tangible, it felt like I was being let down by the return to dull normality that Carhorn always brought with it. My face brightened as I remembered my homework. Greco, this wouldn't be a return to normality at all.
So I think a return to normality is the one thing that the whole world is wishing for right now.
Hey, Katuria, a young girl by the name of Cresselle yelled, skipping up to me. Hey, what's going on? She said. Whoa, is that your very own Manaman? Well, sorta, I explained. Eliza is letting me borrow it as a homework assignment. Coolio, she said. Cresselle was 3.5 years younger than me, and her prospects for beginning her own journey in a timely manner were quite high. Her mother had moved to another country, nobody quite knew which, several years ago. Her father was a very relaxed kind of parent and pretty much let Cresselle experience the world for herself and make her own decisions, something which had earned Cresselle the reputation of a troublemaker. You're so cute, aren't you? Cresselle gushed, bending down to pet my Greco. It's adorable. He is cute, isn't he? I said, smiling. Oh man, it's raining. Cresselle whined. Well, that's just great. Now what will I do all day? I wouldn't complain about the rain, or have you forgotten we're in the drought? I said, frowning. Oh yeah, Cresselle said, embarrassed. But it didn't have to rain today, did it? Seems it did, and the sooner the better, I say. I said, yeah, I suppose. She admitted. Okay, now you've got your own Manaman. Let's go explore the cave of fates. No, Cresselle, I'm not supposed to fight with Greco. I protested. It's not strong enough yet. Are you kidding me? Cresselle said. The Manaman in that cave are weak. Greco would be able to take them down in one bit, wouldn't you, little guy? Well, okay, I relented. Terrific. She said, bouncing up and down. Last one, there's a rotten egg.
So the Cave of Fates is at the top of the town here. You saw me go around the house and then find that little narrow opening.
The next thing we noticed was that the prominent light-producing rocks were moving. Usually slowly, but over time they would speed up for a bit before slowing down again. This naturally gave the impression the lights were moving. Cool. Cresselle said, moving her hand to touch one of the rocks. Don't touch it. I said with a tone indicating I felt this was obvious. Why not, scaredy pants? No, seriously, Cresselle, I don't think you should touch it. I said again. Why not? What harm could it do? Cresselle asked skeptically. I don't know. I've just got a bad feeling about it. That's all. I said. And we're not even supposed to be here. Lighten up. We are here. Cresselle said, sighing. Let's go further in. Cresselle's meat. What is it? I asked. Do you not have ears? She asked. Yes. I replied. Well, the
excuse
man is she hissed. That crashing voice. I don't like it. Who's the scared one now? Shut up. She whispered, clamping her hands over my mouth. It's coming toward us. She gripped my shoulder forcefully. Look, can you see it? CW- I said, but stopped. It's a Manaman. A picture, she said. Is it a nice dog? I asked, knowing the negative answer. No. She said, indicating this question was beyond ridiculous. What are we going to do? I hissed back. Maybe it won't see us. Cresselle muttered. It's seen us, Cresselle said in a much louder voice. You'll have to use your Greco to fight it. But Eliza said, I was interrupted. Teacher's pet, she growled. Are you going to do what Eliza said or save both of our lives? It won't kill us. It might not, but we'll be in serious trouble, she asserted. Oh, well, all right, Cresselle, I said reluctantly. How do you get me into these things? Stop yapping, Cresselle demanded. A hero level 3 picture attack you. Go, Greco. Select an action for Greco, attack.
Okay. So we have here... Select an action for Greco. So I have attack.
Inventory. Switch Manaman.
Switch Manaman. Which is irrelevant right now because I only have one.
View enemy information V.
View enemy information V. So I could just... I could arrow down to this and press C space or enter to activate it, or I could just press V.
Flee.
And flee, which we can often do in wild battles that appear randomly. This is not one of those times. If I press N...
It is a large lizard with a leaf on its upper back which extends slightly below where the head meets the rest of its body. Its oddly shaped feet allow it to climb any surface it desires. It has large eyes with no lids. It has a small stinger which could easily be mistaken for a briar. It has enormous legs compared to normal lizards.
That is the description for my creature, which I won't read all of those. Definitely, if you have the game and you're interested in that, definitely press N to read the description, the visual description of this of the creature that you're using. If you press S,
Greco's strength, 11.
Your strength,
Greco's defense, 11.
Your defense,
Greco's magic defense, 12.
So S for strength, D for defense, E for magic defense,
Greco's speed, 13.
F for speed,
Greco's magic attack, 10.
T for magic attack.
Critical has 22 out of 22 health.
And H for health. Strength dictates how hard you can hit with attacks that are deemed physical. Magic attack is how hard you can hit with attacks that are deemed special. D is, of course, your defense for physical moves. E, magic defense is your defense for special moves. Speed dictates who goes first. If you're slower than your opponent, then they'll hit you before you have a chance to select a move. And, of course, H is your health. If I press V here,
okay,
I have similar information. I can press N for its description.
This little creature, its legs are very stumpy and close to the ground. You can barely see its legs, though, due to the mop of fur on its body. The majority of its fur is a creamy white color, but its legs and face are black. There are a few dull patches of black throughout the rest of its coat as well. This creature's face looks rather squished in. Its snout is just barely raised from the rest of its face. Its ears are long and floppy. They are barely distinguishable from the rest of its coat. Finally, it has a stumpy cream-colored tail.
I can press, and I could have pressed this on my page too. I can press Q to hear if I'm fighting something with equipment. I can press U to hear if I or my opponent has a status effect. And if I'm viewing an opponent, I can press H to see how much health it has remaining. The other stat keys do not work. S, D, E, F, T. Those do not tell us anything. You can press Y to hear the Menomon's type only if you have it. So, of course, I don't have this creature, so I can't actually check that out.
Select an action for Greco, attack. Choose a move. Headbutt, standard, physical, effect points 35, UP remaining 40.
So right now we have headbutt,
sneer, shadow, UP remaining 25.
Sneer,
headbutt, standard,
and that's
physical,
it.
Effect points 35, UP remaining 40. Greco used headbutt. Greco has dealt 4 damage to foe picture. Foe picture used pounce. Critical. Foe picture has dealt 8 damage to Greco. Select Greco has 14 out of 22 health.
That's not good.
Has 78%. Select the choose. Greco. Greco has dealt 4 damage to foe picture. Foe picture used pounce. Foe picture has dealt 5 damage to Greco. Select an action. Greco has 9 out of 20. Foe picture has 56. Select the choose. Greco. Greco has dealt 4 damage to foe.
I might actually lose this, and I don't know what happens. I don't know.
Select an action for Greco has 4 out of 20. Foe picture has 33% health remaining. Select an action.
Yeah. We're not gonna win this unless he does something stupid. And I don't think I have any inventory or any herbs to start. In fact, I know I don't.
Select an action for Greco. Attack. Greco.
I don't know if this is one of those fights that you're allowed to lose. Well, we're gonna find out.
Yikes, I said, trying to catch my breath. You look like you're about to wet your pants. Chriselle said accusingly, I've never been attacked by a hero madman before. I said, never, she giggled, and to lose your first battle with one. He, you'll be laughing about this in a couple years. How humiliating. My face turned bright red. Shut up, I said neatly. I'm not supposed to be using Greco in battles anyway. Yeah, lighten up. Chriselle said in a bored tone. You wouldn't be saying that if it was your madman taming license that was at stake. I said defensively. Sure I would. She said, rolling her eyes. Well, yeah, I forgot who I was talking to. I said.
I've never seen this.
This now. She said matter-of-factly. And what were you doing in that cave? A rather elderly woman named MS. Davidson said austerely, just looking around. Chriselle said innocently, children aren't meant to go there. She said sharply, unless you have a madman. But he does have one. Chriselle protested. And the taming license? She said briskly. Chriselle fell silent. I trust you weren't attacked? MS. Davidson inquired. No, ma'am. Chriselle said. Well, she said, clearing her throat. No harm done then. But see you stay away from that cave. It isn't safe. Sheesh, what a bold witch. Chriselle said loftily. I don't really want to stay here and catch cold. I said, I'm going to head back home. Fine with me. See you later. Chriselle said.
I mean, it doesn't matter that much. In Menomon 1, your first fight is with your main rival, and if you win that, you get a whole level. So losing that kind of sucks. But this, it doesn't really matter. So we go back home.
Laza emerging from my mother's room. That's right, Fran. Laza called cheerily through my mother's door as she exited. Ah, there you are, Katuria. Hey, Laza, I said happily. What are you doing here? Well, apparently your mother was having a talk with MS. Davidson and she told your mother that you had been in the cave of fates. Laza said sternly, you've been battling, haven't you? Word travels fast. I said, my eyes now cast. I didn't mean to fight. The picture just attacked me. What? And Greco was able to fight it. We worked well as a team. I said, well, I can tell Greco has really begun to find
liar, liar, pants on fire, nose as long as a telephone wire. You died.
I asked sheepishly. I think you're ready to
receive
your
license.
She said, grinning. What? I asked, astonished. There's no point in continuing our training. Eliza said, you've been held back from your journey long enough. But I said incredulously, disobey me, I go. She said, but you didn't need to. And in doing so, you really brought out the power in your manhood. That's the mark of a good tamer. Just promise me one thing, anything. I said excitedly, never go back to the cave of fates, okay? Eliza asked, it's a deal. I said, smiling. Well then, Eliza said, clapping her hands together. All that's left is to make it official. Come to my research facility in Alicia City and I'll make sure all the paperwork's in order. I know you're used to riding in your mom's car, but you're going to make the journey on foot this time with your faithful companion Greco. It's just through Alicia Path. I'll see you then, okay? Okay, I said. Do you want the nickname Greco? Yes. No.
No, I'm not good at nicknames. I'm not gonna do it. Okay, so
Mom's room.
So this is Mom's room. And we got a few items to pick up here.
Caturia found the nerve. Caturia's...
And more importantly, this.
Caturia found the rare jewel. Caturia stores the rare jewel in the item.
In this little corner here. And of course, we have a bed to heal our Manamon.
Yes.
Alright. Let's head upstairs.
You have food. Obtain 50 gold.
Get that. Anything off in this corner? Nope. This is just kind of a fun little Easter egg here.
The television is displaying the news channel.
Displaying the news channel, huh? Well, I think I've had enough of the news for a little while. So why don't I...
You can push it by pressing control. It's a box of odds and ends. You can push it by pressing control plus C, space or enter.
Why won't you move?
It's a box. You can...
You've got room. Why can't I push you?
It's a box of odds and ends. You can...
That's not working.
It's a box of...
Oops. Oh, no, I don't want to do that. There it goes. Control and C does not work. I don't know, is Jaws interfering with that? That doesn't work. I should let him know that that doesn't... That actually does not work. Control C...
It's a box of... You can...
Does not... It says you can use Control C, space, or enter. Control C does not work. Control space works. Okay, we just want to move it up more to the right. Ah, bye-bye news channel. I'm sick of hearing doom and gloom, so I just smashed you. That's just a fun little Easter egg. You don't get anything for doing that. And I took way too long to do it, but apparently... Control and C does not actually move that box. I don't know if there's... Though Jaws is in sleep mode, so it should not be an interference issue. So I don't know what the heck the story is there. Why that wasn't working. Okay, so we can leave town through the east exit here. And now head south, I think. There's water there. But I think there's an item. No, it's not this far south, but it is a bit south of where you enter and then east. Oh, I'm getting really unlucky with these crits so far this run.
Redo has dealt 4 damage to Foe Rollup. Foe Rollup has dealt 3 damage to Redo. Select Redo has 13 out of 22. Redo has dealt 4 damage to Foe Rollup. Foe Rollup has defeated. Victory. Redo gained 19 experience. Obtained 2 gold.
Alright, we're gonna try and...
New card. Redo has 13 out of 22 health. Red select.
Okay, you're probably okay for one more. So if we go east here...
No. Redo. Select 2. Redo. Redo has dealt 5 damage to Foe Rollup. Foe Rollup has dealt 3 damage to Redo. Redo has dealt 5 damage to Foe Rollup. Redo's speed was increased by 1 stage. Redo has dealt 5 damage to Foe Rollup. Foe Rollup. Foe Rollup has dealt 3 damage to Redo. Redo has 7 out of 2. Redo has dealt 5 damage to Foe Rollup. Foe Rollup has been defeated. Victory. Redo. Obtain 2 gold.
Alright, let's go back and heal.
Level village.
Cause we just do not have the stamina right now until you can gain a couple levels and can beat these things fairly quickly. Nope, that's not my house. Gotta go around that.
Your house.
It does take longer to heal here than it does. Than it does in the first game.
Your house. Level village. Village path.
Alright, so we're gonna head east here. Okay, I didn't hear that. Rec room! Plant-type thing. Plant-type mushroom guy.
Reto has dealt 4 damage to Thorac Room. Thorac Room has dealt 2 damage to Reto. Select 2. Reto has dealt 4 damage to Thorac Room.
Thankfully, this doesn't hurt as much as Frolip does.
Reto has dealt 4 damage to Thorac Room. Thorac Room has dealt 2 damage to Reto. Select 2. Reto. Reto has dealt 4 damage to Thorac Room. Thorac Room has been defeated. Victory. Reto gained 31 XP.
There we go.
Health has increased by 2. Strength by 1. Defense by 1. Magic attack by 1. Magic defense by 1 and speed by 1. Reto now has 3 training points. Obtain 4 gold.
There's that little opening. So it's not really south, it's just straight east.
So you're level 2, Frolip attack you. Go, Reto.
Okay.
Reto has dealt 5 damage to Frolip. Reto's speed was increased by 1 stage. Reto has dealt 5 damage to Frolip. Frolip has dealt 3 damage to Reto. Reto has 15 out of 22. Reto has dealt 5 damage to Frolip. Frolip has dealt 3 damage to Reto. Reto has 12 out of 22. Reto has dealt 5 damage to Frolip. Frolip has been defeated. Victory. Reto gained 19 XP. Obtain 2 gold.
Here it is.
Catherine found the treasure chest key. Catherine stored the treasure chest key in the item's pocket.
Treasure chest key.
The chest is open.
Some chests in this game are locked and require keys to open. Usually they contain something quite good. I'm gonna have to use my herb here to not die.
Photoing has dealt 3 damage to Reto. Reto has 6 out of... Photoing has 50% select inventory status. Herb, 1. Select. Reto swallowed the herb, healing 18 health. Photoing has dealt 3 damage to Reto. So choose... Reto. Reto has dealt 4 damage to Photoing. Photoing. Photoing has dealt 3 damage to Reto. Select the next. Reto has 18 out of 22. Reto. Reto has dealt 4 damage to Photoing. Photoing has been defeated. Victory. Reto gain. Obtain 4 gold.
Now, I did miss an item over here. Because I thought that this treasure key was a little more off the beaten path than it actually was.
Reto has dealt 5 damage to Frolip. Reto's speed was increased by 1 stage. Reto has dealt 5 damage to Frolip. Frolip has dealt 3 damage to Reto. Reto has 15 out of 20. Frolip has 33%. Reto has dealt 5 damage to Frolip. Frolip has been defeated. Victory. Reto. Obtained 2 gold. Catherine found an antidote.
Hey, antidote cures poison.
So you're level 3, go, Reto.
Apologies for the suboptimality in this area.
Photoing has dealt 5 damage to Reto. Reto has 10 out of 20. Photoing has 76% health remaining. Select an action for Reto. Attack.
Okay.
Reto makes a break for it. Reto escaped.
We're gonna go back and heal.
Level village.
And then make a run for the... Yeah, apologies for the suboptimality. I had misremembered exactly where that treasure chest key was and thought it was more south towards the water, but it was actually further along the path. But still a little bit off course, but not by what I thought it was. But we need the levels anyway. We really need to...
Level village.
Get to our next move.
Village pad. Oh, you're level 2, Reto. Gretel has dealt 5 damage to Foe Golem. Foe Golem has dealt 3 damage to Gretel. Gretel has dealt 5 damage to Foe Golem. Foe Golem has dealt 3 damage to Gretel. Select and Gretel has 18 out of 2. Critical. Gretel has dealt 10 damage to Foe Golem. Foe Golem has been defeated. Victory. Gretel gained 19 experience. Obtained 2 gold. Go, Gretel. Select you. Gretel has dealt 5 damage to Foe Golem. Foe Golem has dealt 3 damage to Gretel. So Gretel has 15 out of 2. Gretel. Critical. Gretel has dealt 9 damage to Foe Golem. Foe Golem has dealt 3 damage to Gretel. So Gretel has 12 out of 2. Gretel. Gretel has dealt 5 damage to Foe Golem. Foe Golem has been defeated. Victory. Gretel gained 19 experience. Gretel has increased to level 7. Help Gretel now has 7 training points. Obtain 2 gold.
Go ahead and grab this. And make our way into town.
Of your level 3 Zoning is Foe, Gretel. So two. Gretel has dealt 5 damage to Foe Zoning. Gretel's accuracy was decreased by 1 stage. Select an action
for... Okay, that's Sandy Wind.
Foe Zoning has dealt 3 damage to Gretel. So two. Gretel. Gretel has dealt 5 damage to Foe Zoning. Foe Zoning used Pounce. Foe Zoning has dealt 3 damage to Gretel. So two. Gretel used... Gretel has dealt 5 damage to Foe Zoning. Foe Zoning used Pounce. Foe Zoning has dealt 3 damage to Gretel. Gretel has 5 out of 26.
I've got to try and slow down my,
Foe Zoning has 12% health, select an action, choose. Gretel used headbutt.
Button mashing here, so you can hear attack names.
Victory. Gretel gained 30 experience. Obtain 4 gold. Galicia City.
Okay. Few things to do in this town. First thing is to come in here and talk to you.
Hello, Katuria. Balazs said, I see you made it here all in one piece, eh? Just fine, thanks. I replied, I never expected to start my journey today. Well, I'm excited for you. Balazs smiled. This day is way overdue. Now, do you know about the stadium challenge? Of course.
Let's say no.
No.
Just for the sake of information.
The stadium challenge is a challenge almost every Manamon Tamer takes. Basically, there are 7 stadiums dotted around PR, and you need to beat all 7 leaders. For each victory, you'll get a key. That key can then be used to unlock the Master Stadium, where you have the opportunity to become the Master Stadium trophy holder. Few Tamers succeed, but it's every Tamer's dream to be the next trophy holder. I'm excited for all the challenges that will come with my journey. I said, well then, I can see you're ready to get right out of the door and begin, so I'll be as brief as I can. She reached into a stack of papers, taking out a small card. This is your license. Katuria received the taming license. Katuria stored the taming license in the other item's pocket. She reached into a drawer and brought out a tiny computer. This, my boy, is a Manopedia, she said, pointing to the computer. It stores information about all the different Manamon you encountered, and allows access to even more information if you captured that Manamon before. Take it as yours. Katuria received the Manopedia, and I'd be remiss if I didn't give you a couple manits to help fill out your party. Katuria received 7 manits. Katuria stored the manits in the item's pocket. These should be enough manits to get you started. You can only have 6 manamon in your party at a time, so you'll need at least 5 of these to have a full team. I've given you a few extra, though, because throwing a manit isn't always enough to capture the creature. You need to bring its health down significantly, and then throw the net. Even then, you're not guaranteed to capture the manamon, especially if it is strong. And, with that, I'll let you go. Thanks again, Laza. I really owe you one. I said, grinning. No problem, she said. Make me proud.
Okay. If we come up here... What do you have to say?
Hello there. I am an ex-stadium leader. Having this experience makes me very good at judging how strong Manamon were born. Want me to take a look at one of your Manamon? Yes.
Sure, why not?
Brilliant. Now tell me which Manamon you want me to look at, Gretel. Let's see here. Gretel's health seems reasonable, as far as I'm concerned. Gretel's strength seems not so good. Gretel's defense seems not so good. Gretel's magic attack seems not so good. Gretel's magic defense seems well developed, one of Gretel's strong points. Gretel's speed seems reasonable, as far as I'm concerned. Thanks for showing off your Gretel. This is one of my favorite species.
Alright, well, apparently my Greco kind of sucks. So you can come and talk to this person, they'll tell you about your stats.
Want me to take brilliant. Now tell me which Manamon you want me to look at. Gretel. Let's see here. Gretel's health seems reasonable, as far as I'm concerned. Gretel's strength seems not so good. Gretel's defense seems not so good. Gretel's magic attack seems not so good. Gretel's magic defense seems well developed, one of Gretel's strong points. Gretel's speed seems reasonable, as far as I'm concerned. Thanks for showing off your Gretel. This is one of my favorite species.
So apparently my Greco kinda sucks, but that would be a lot more important in competitive play, or probably speedruns. Where every bit of minimaxing is gonna matter. In terms of just casual playthrough, I don't think it's gonna make really any difference.
1574 gold.
We can go ahead and
how can I help you? Buy. Sell.
Sell my
items. Rare jewel. One.
Rare jewel I collected.
This item will sell for 3500 gold. How many would you like to sell? One. Items. Treasure chest key. One. Prepare and sell. Buy.
And now we can go ahead and buy.
Select the item you wish. Herb, 200 manit, 100
a few things.
Herb, 200, how many would cat? 25,000 gold.
Obviously, I don't quite want that many. I want to actually get a few.
How many would you? 2, 3, 4, 5, 2. Thanks. Select the herb, antidote, sport, ointment. How many? 2, 3, 4, 5. Thanks. Select herb, antidote, sport, paralysis, vaccine. How many? 2, 3, 4, 5. Thanks. Select the herb, antidote, sport, paralysis, smelling salts. 50 gold. How many? 2, 3, 4, 5. Thanks. Select herb, antidote, sport, paralysis, smelling flyer. 30 gold. Cancel. Flyer, 30 gold.
Flyers are a new addition to the Manamon games that You can place them anywhere you want to place them and write a note on them. And when you come back, you'll be able to hear where you've left them and read what they say. Which is a landmark system for if you're getting stuck on a map. You can leave those out to mark where you've been instead of a breadcrumb trail. However, this game has a lot more natural breadcrumbs too, which I will show off when we start fighting tamers. Which, if you read their text after you defeat them, that can give you an idea of kind of where you've been, or tell you that in fact you're backtracking.
16,000 gold. Thanks. Do you wish to continue shopping? Yes. Is there anything else I can help you with?
All right. So we're nice and stocked up here. There's two more places we want to go to.
Hotel.
Of course, this hotel.
All madam open completely.
Hotels have a number of different things. We have here the bed, where if you interact with it, it'll heal everything in your party. Over here, we have the transportal off to the left.
Welcome to the transportal. Which service do you wish to access? Retrieve madam. Store madam. More info. Welcome to the transportal guide. You are only allowed to have 6 manamen in your party at any given time, but you will probably want more. The transportal allows you to safely store your manamen so you can use them later. To store manamen, use the store manamen option. To retrieve manamen, press retrieve manamen. Your manamen are organized into partitions. A partition can consist of up to 30 manamen. While in the retrieve manamen screen, you can quickly switch between partitions with the shift plus left and shift plus right key shortcuts. You can quickly jump to a desired partition by pressing F3 and selecting the desired partition. 30 manamen is a lot to scroll through, so you may use left and right to jump 6 options at a time. You can create up to 1,000 partitions, allowing you to store a total of 30,000 creatures. If you capture a hero manamen and you already have a full party, the manamen captured will be sent to the first empty slot available in the partition. Which service do you wish to access? Retrieve manamen.
All right, so there's nothing I can do with this right now because I only have one creature.
Store manamen.
But you can retrieve your manamon.
Partition one. Empty. 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 Empty.
And of course, it has nothing but empty space.
Store manamen. Select the manamen to store. Reco. Cancel. Reco.
You can't actually do this because.
Reco. Store. You cannot store the last manamen in your party. Select the manamen to store. Reco.
Yeah.
What service do you wish to access?
So there's nothing we can do with that. But I figured I'd show off where it is. The other thing that the hotels have on the off to the right here.
Terribly sorry to brush you off like this, but I'm busy making some repairs over here. Come back and see me sometime when I'm less busy.
That is the online counter, I guess you could say. Later on, after we've beaten the first stadium, we will have unlocked online fights and trading. So you'll be able to connect to other people via the Thundercloud server. And, okay, I just want to find where is there's one other house in this town. That's a gatehouse that leads out of town. Where is this other place? Up here somewhere? Yes.
Cool, you're a new tamer, aren't you? Let me give you a little something to help you out. Katuria received a power potion from the girl. Katuria stored the power potion in the item's pocket. You can use it to get a temporary boost on your strength stat in a battle.
Okay. So that's pretty much all for this town. We're gonna head out to the east side.
R.
And we'll find out all about that thing.
That manamon's called Artisol. They're pretty rare creatures, truth be told. I try to give my Artisol some frequent exercise so he'll stay healthy.
Yep. Nice little decoration. Here's the little gatehouse.
Exit house.
See what you have to say.
The officials decided to build this little building as a way to keep track of the number of people entering the exit in Elysia City by this particular passageway. Elysia walkway.
Okay.
Inventory, Manopedia, save game. Warning, there is already a save file for this game. If you save now, all information in the old save file will be permanently lost. Do you really want yes? Game save, select an option, party.
I'm gonna call it there for part one. I do need to get myself some more tea, actually. I'm kind of a caffeine addict. So I will come back right after that, and we will explore this new area. Alaysia Walkway, there are some manamon we can catch, there are some items we can find, and then we'll be moving on towards the first stadium. So be right back.